God Isn't Impressed by Greatness, and That's Good News, by Steve Martin. We do speak wisdom, Paul writes, but not the kind the world admires. The influential leaders of this age, they're on their way out. This world, with all of its glitz and counterfeit glory, is fading fast. Its wealth, its power players, its proudest minds, they're not part of God's end plan. In fact, God is intentionally setting them aside. Instead, He's chosen something better. You. Not because you're mighty or impressive by the world's standards, but because you're not. God deliberately selects the weak, the overlooked, and even the despised to carry out His purposes. Why? So that no one can brag or take credit. It's all about showcasing His grace, His strength, His glory. And here's the breathtaking part. Those He's calling now, those the world thinks are insignificant, are being trained to rule the universe with Christ. That's right. You are part of a plan so grand that it makes today's power structures look like dust. God is preparing you to reign with Him in the ages to come. So the next time you feel small, left out, or unnoticed, remember this: you're exactly the kind of person God is getting ready for His ultimate purpose. While the great ones of today are quietly being moved off stage, He's preparing you to step into something far greater. So stay the course. Keep your head up and your heart steady. The best is yet to come.